Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin, my member by Ram Goldhar, and today Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph. The second parak, Ein Ma'amidin. The Zichud Masechet Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichud Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Zichud Nishmas his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah said, Shlosha Yenosein, there are three categories of wine regarding idolaters. Number one, Yain Nesach, wine which was poured for idols, is forbidden in benefit, Metame Bekazais, and is Metame Tuma Chamura, stringent Tuma, meaning to anyone carrying it, or in the same Ohel, like a dead body, with the size of a Kazais. Number two, Stam Yenam, their standard wine owned by idolaters, but unknown to have been poured for idolatry, is also forbidden in Hana, and is Metame Tumas Mashkin, the Tuma of beverages, meaning it's capable of contracting Tuma and then conveying it, like ordinary liquids, with a volume of a Raviz. And number three, a Mafkid Yeno Eitzo Obu Kochavim. If one deposits his own wine with an idolater, Asir B'shtiyah U'mutter Bahana, it's forbidden for drinking, but is mutter Bahana. Although an Akum is suspected of exchanging a Jew's produce with his own, this case is where the Akum designated a corner of his property to the Jew. The Gemara concludes that Tanaim dispute if such wine is permitted to drink. If one buys or rents a house in an Akum's chatzir, and he kept wine there and held the key or seal, Rabbi Eliezer permits it for drinking and the Chachamim prohibit it. Point number two, the Gemara records Malchokas between Rabbi Lazar, the Amora, and Rabbi Yochanan. In the second version, Rabbi Lazar said, HaKol Mishtamer B'chosim B'toch Chosim, everything is considered guarded with a seal within a seal, Chutz Min HaYayin, except for wine, for which even a Chosim B'toch Chosim is insufficient. Rabbi Yochanan said that a Chosim B'toch Chosim is sufficient even for wine. The Gemara explains that their argument is according to the Rabban quoted before, who said that a single chosim is not adequate for wine, and argue if the Rabban concede that a chosim betol chosim is enough. The Gemara gives several examples of a chosim betol chosim, a basin pasted onto the mouth of a barrel, and a seal stamped into the paste, a basket fitted tightly onto a barrel, or she explains the barrel has a sealed cover underneath, which is the second seal, a tied wine flask inside a tied pouch, where the flask faces down, or if a flask's tied mouth is bent inside and tied a second time outside. And point number three, the Gemara asks why they prohibited Shechar Sha'ov de Kochavim, beer of idolaters. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Mishum Chasnus, because of a concern of intermarriage, meaning Jews would attend their drinking parties and may become attracted to their daughters. Rav Nachman says, Mishum Giyuli, because of uncovered liquids, since idolaters are not careful to cover their liquids. Now, this is not because they leave their beer uncovered, because we do as well, since snakes do not drink beer. Rather, it's because they leave the water used for beer uncovered until it clears. The Gemara asks that aged beer should be permitted since Rebbe permitted aged liquids because a manicho yashen, a snake's venom does not allow it to age. He similarly permitted fermented liquids. It answers that they prohibited aged beer on account of new beer. The Gemara relates that Rav Papa would drink the beer by idolaters in the doorway of the Akum store, and Rav Achai would drink it in his own home. They held that idolaters' beer was prohibited because of chasnas, which they avoided by drinking it outside of the Akum's property. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah said, Shlosha Yenosein, there are three categories of wine regarding idolaters. Number one, Yain Nesach, wine which was poured for idols, is forbidden in benefit, Metame Bekazais, and is Metame Tuma Chamura, stringent Tuma, meaning to anyone carrying it, or in the same Ohel, like a dead body, with the size of a Kazais. Number two, Stam Yenam, their standard wine owned by idolaters, but unknown to have been poured for idolatry, is also forbidden in Hana, and is Metame Tumas Mashkin, the Tuma of beverages, meaning it's capable of contracting Tuma and then conveying it, like ordinary liquids, with a volume of a Raviz. And number three, a Mafkid Yeno Eitzo Obu Kochavim. If one deposits his own wine with an idolater, Asir B'shtiyah U'mutter Bahana, it's forbidden for drinking, but is mutter Bahana. Although an Akum is suspected of exchanging a Jew's produce with his own, this case is where the Akum designated a corner of his property to the Jew. The Gemara concludes that Tanaim dispute if such wine is permitted to drink. If one buys or rents a house in an Akum's chatzir, and he kept wine there and held the key or seal, Rabbi Eliezer permits it for drinking and the Chachamim prohibit it. Point number two, the Gemara records Malchokas between Rabbi Lazar, the Amora, and Rabbi Yochanan. In the second version, Rabbi Lazar said, HaKol Mishtamer B'chosim B'toch Chosim, everything is considered guarded with a seal within a seal, Chutz Min HaYayin, except for wine, for which even a Chosim B'toch Chosim is insufficient. Rabbi Yochanan said that a Chosim B'toch Chosim is sufficient even for wine. The Gemara explains that their argument is according to the Rabban quoted before, who said that a single chosim is not adequate for wine, and argue if the Rabban concede that a chosim betol chosim is enough. The Gemara gives several examples of a chosim betol chosim: a basin pasted onto the mouth of a barrel and a seal stamped into the paste, a basket fitted tightly onto a barrel, where she explains the barrel has a sealed cover underneath, which is the second seal, a tied wine flask inside a tied pouch where the flask faces down, or if a flask's tied mouth is bent inside and tied a second time outside. And point number three, the Gemara asks why they prohibited Shechar Sha'ov de Kochavim, beer of idolaters. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Mishum Chasnus, because of a concern of intermarriage, meaning Jews would attend their drinking parties and may become attracted to their daughters. Rav Nachman says, Mishum Giyuli, because of uncovered liquids, since idolaters are not careful to cover their liquids. Now, this is not because they leave their beer uncovered, because we do as well, since snakes do not drink beer. Rather, it's because they leave the water used for beer uncovered until it clears. The Gemara asks that aged beer should be permitted, since Rebbe permitted aged liquids because ein manicho yashen, a snake's venom does not allow it to age. He similarly permitted fermented liquids. It answers that they prohibited aged beer on account of new beer. The Gemara relates that Rav Papa would drink the beer of idolaters in the doorway of the Akum store, and Rav Achai would drink it in his own home. They held that idolaters' beer was prohibited because of chasnas, which they avoided by drinking it outside of the Akum's property. All right, so now we got our siman daf lamed aleph, and our standard siman relates to the law, and we use a judge to make the siman more distinct, a judge. So here goes. The judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with a double seal as kosher for court, and ordered the idolaters' beer removed immediately, citing its dangerous link to intermarriage. Once again, slow motion. The judge, that must be on daf. Lamed Aleph, law. The judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda ben Maaseiras said, Shloshi Genos Hen, there are three categories of wine regarding idolaters. Number one, Yain Nesach. Number two, Stam Yenam, the standard wine owned by idolaters, but unknown to have been poured for idolatry, is also forbidden in Hanah. And number three, a mafkid yeno etzo over kochavim. If one deposits his own wine with an idolater, it's asa b'shtiyah mutr b'hana. It's forbidden for drinking, but mutr b'hana. So the judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with the double seal as kosher for court, which reminds us, the Gemara records a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar the Amora and Rabbi Yochanan. In the second version, Rabbi Elazar said, HaKol Mishtamer B'chosim B'toch Chosim, everything is considered guarded with a seal within a seal, chutz min hayayin, except for wine, for which even a chosim B'toch Chosim is insufficient. Rabbi Yochanan said that a chosim B'toch Chosim is sufficient even for wine. So the judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with its double seal as kosher for court, and ordered the idolaters' beer removed immediately, citing its dangerous link to intermarriage, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why they prohibited Shechar Sha'ov de Kochavim, beer of idolaters. Rav Yitzchak says, Mishum Chasnas, because of a concern of intermarriage, meaning Jews would attend their drinking parties and may become attracted to their daughters. Rav Nachman says, Mishum Giyuli, because of uncovered liquids, since idolaters are not careful to cover their liquids. This isn't because they leave their beer uncovered, because we do as well, since snakes do not drink beer. Rather, it's because they leave the water used for beer uncovered until it clears. So once again, the judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with a double seal as kosher for court, and ordered the idolaters' beer removed immediately, citing its dangerous link to intermarriage. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Chav Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The Kusimo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos, that must be on Daf Chav Zayin. The Kusimoyo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace where Yudah says that a Yisrael may circumcise a Kusi, but a Kusi may not circumcise a Yisrael because they circumcise for the sake of their idol and hard greasing, which is invalid. Yossi disagrees. Where do we find in the Torah that Mila must be performed lishma? Rather, a Kusi can circumcise a Yisrael. So the Kusimoyo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, noticed the pagan doctor next door was treating a sheep that belonged to a Jew that swallowed a kazoo, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Misrapin mehem ripui mamun, we may be healed by them a monetary healing, avol ripui nefashos, but not healing of the nefesh. This cannot mean to distinguish between non-life-threatening conditions and life-threatening conditions, because Rav Yehuda said, even for the puncture from bloodletting, which is only painful, we're not treated by them. Rather, the permitted ripui mamun refers to healing one's animal, and the prohibited ripui nefashos refers to healing oneself. So the Kusimoyo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, noticed the pagan doctor next door was treating a sheep that belonged to a Jew that swallowed a kazoo. When he was asked to see a Jew who would definitely die if he wasn't treated immediately, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Safak chai, safak meis, a patient who may live and may die if he's not treated, may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor because it's likely the doctor will kill him. Vada meis, but if he'll definitely die if left untreated, misrap mehen, we may be healed by them. The Gemara asks, Ha'ika chai shah, but there is short-term life that he risks by receiving the doctor's treatment. It answers, L'chai shah l'chai shin, we are unconcerned about short-term life. We're risking it facilitates possible long-term recovery. Daf Chav Ches. So the Simur Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan nobleman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, according to one version, Kol makah shel chalal, for any internal affliction which is life-threatening and permits desecrating Shabbos to heal, one may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor. Rabbi Yami defines an internal affliction as minasafa lefnim, from the lips and inward. Rabbi Elazar asked, what's the status of gums or teeth? Since they're hard, are they considered external, or since they're inside the mouth, they're considered internal? The Gemara attempts to bring a proof from the incident with Rabbi Yochanan, who went to a pagan noblewoman to get treatment for a tooth ailment, but rejects it by explaining his specific tooth ailment is connected to the intestines. So, the strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan noblewoman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him, because her diploma stated she was a rofe mumcha, and she wouldn't want to harm her reputation, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Yochanan accepted treatment from the pagan noblewoman, since Rabbi Yochanan himself ruled that life-threatening conditions may not be treated by a pagan doctor. It answers that Rabbi Yochanan's doctor was a rofe mumcha, an expert doctor who's afraid of harming his reputation by killing his Jewish patients. So the strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan noblewoman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him, because her diploma said that she was a rofe mumcha, and she wouldn't want to harm her reputation, saw a maidservant sitting with a bandage over her eye that wasn't treated when it became inflamed on Shabbos, which reminds us, Marshmallow's maidservant's eye became inflamed on Shabbos, and she cried out in pain, but no one helped her, and the eye burst. The next day, Marshmallow taught, Ein shemar de mutl kochu b'Shabbos. One may anoint an eye which rebelled on Shabbos because the eyesight is connected to the muscles of the heart. Daf Chav Tes, so the similar Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The yid sitting on the special haircut cot. That must mean we're on Daf Chav Tes. The yid sitting on the special haircut cot stared at the mirror to look chashuv, which reminds us, a braisa states that when a Jew is taking a haircut from an idolater, roa b'ma'ara, he should look into a mirror, indicating he's particular that his hair is cut professionally. This cannot refer to haircutting done in public because a mirror is unnecessary. The Gemara explains that although the haircutting is done in private, using a mirror permits it, since he insists on using a mirror. Mischazika adam chashuv, he appears like a prominent person who would care about the quality of his haircut, and the Akum is afraid to harm him. So the yid sitting on the special haircut cut stared at the mirror to look chashuv and saw that the goy barber pouring wine for his avodah zarah, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Eil dvarim she'ovdei kochavim asurin. These are the items of idolaters which are prohibited. Bisurin isur hanah, and their prohibition is an isur hanah. Wine and vinegar of an Akum, which was originally wine, are prohibited because he may have poured them for his idol. So the yid sitting on the special haircut cot stared at the mirror to look chashuv and saw that the goy barber pouring wine for his avodah zarah was making sure not to use his kosher vinegar and cooked wine he brought in single seal bottles, which reminds us that Jew's vinegar in Akum's hands does not require chosam betok chosam, a seal within a seal, meaning a double seal, as wine does. Rather, a single seal is sufficient. An Akum would not pour vinegar as a libation to his idol, as infirmed with the Mishnah, and there's no concern he exchanged the vinegar for his own prohibited vinegar of lower quality, because he would not bother to break and forge a single seal to make this exchange. Daf Lamed. So the Siman Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. After Rebbe Nachshon, Rebbe, that must be on Daf Lamed, Melamed. After Rebbe Nachshon showed his class that snakes only drink from uncovered wine when it's not diluted, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses numerous cases of Giuli, the prohibition of uncovered liquids, the concern that a snake may have drunk from it and injected its venom into it. Rabban Rav Yosef said, Yain mazug ein bo mishum Giuli. Diluted wine is not subject to the prohibition of uncovered liquids because snakes do not drink diluted wine. So after Rebbe Nachshon showed his class that snakes only drink from uncovered wine when it's not diluted, and how snake venom sinks in liquid depending on the age of the snake, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua of the South said, Shosha mina eras hen, there are three types of snake venom. Shel bachur shokea, that of a young snake, sinks to the bottom of the container being thick. Shel benoni mefapea, that of a middle-aged snake, penetrates to the middle. Shel zaken tzaf, and that of an old snake, floats on top. The relevance of a young snake's venom sinking is taught by a brice, which states that if a barrel was left uncovered, then even if nine people drank from it, apparently indicating it does not contain venom, a tenth should still not drink from it since there may be venom at the bottom. So after Rebbe Nachshon showed his class that snakes only drink from uncovered wine when it's not diluted, and how snake venom sinks in liquid depending on the age of the snake, he told them that even uncovered water is dangerous if it's poured in Rishus of Rabbim where someone barefoot may step in it. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brice of Maim Shinis Galu, water that became uncovered, one should not spill it out into the public domain where someone walking barefoot may step on it and it may penetrate his skin. He should not sprinkle his house with it to keep the dust down, nor knead clay with it because it may penetrate his hands. He should not give it to his or another person's animal to drink, nor wash his face, hands, or feet with it. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do you discuss with the Kusi can perform Mila? That's on Duff. Chav Zion. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you mean the one who gets a haircut from an Akum should look into a mirror to look chashuv? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you mean the three different types of snake venom and the difference in how they float in water? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss why the Shechar, the beer of Ovde Chochavim, is prohibited? That's on Daf Lamed Olav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that if one finds a mean in a pit, he should take away the ladder that's in it and say that he needs it to lower his son from the roof? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that one may anoint an eye which became inflamed on Shabbos because the eyesight is connected to the muscles of the heart? That's on Daf Chavches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have machlokes whether a chosma to chosma, seal within a seal, is sufficient to guard wine? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn the Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said shlosha yenos hen? There are three categories of wine regarding idolaters. That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that wine and vinegar of an Akum, which was originally wine, are prohibited because he may have poured them for his idol? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we the incident of Rabbi Yochanan going to the pagan noblewoman for treatment of a tooth ailment? That's on Daf Chavches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.